So, we were thinking about what to do and who likes getting post? Good post. Not bills. Not letters for jury duty. Just good post. When you get a card, you get a letter from somebody you know. It's a good feeling, isn't it? Yeah, do you like it? I love it. I love good post. So, getting a letter, you know, there's so many forms of instant communication in our world. You ping somebody a text message or a Facebook message or an email or whatever. But there's something about the care that's taken in writing a letter that means something different. It's thought through and time has been taken to craft the right thing. It's written on proper paper with proper ink pens and everything. It takes forever. So we figured that I should follow that biblical principle. And so I've written a letter to all saints. These are my final words. We haven't actually got anything for the kids to do, so we're just going to keep going. Because it's for them too. So I hope you will hear it in the best way and that it makes sense and that you get my jokes. Let's pray. God, we just pray that you would speak now through my words, that this letter would be an encouragement to all of us, to this church and to your kingdom. Amen. So, I, Susie, the Ockold Primary School Conkers champion of 1998 and winner of a slow bike race participant ribbon, known overthinker, often without filter, accidental game changer and purposeful rule breaker, needer of forgiveness and forgetter of permission, and most importantly, a walker in the way, write to you today. To the old timers, to the newcomers, the I stumbled in by accidenters. Grace and peace to you on this day, the last day of the past 5 years, and the first of the unfolding future set before us. All Saints met me at 6 days old. As the youngest of four, said goodbye at 5 years to the baseball cap wearing, independent, sometimes quiet force that was always in her wellies, and welcomed home again the girl with the fierce passion for good church and the underdogs at 23. You've seen me at my best and at my worst, times of growth and times of wrestle. But as I stand looking back at my last 5 years, I see the goodness of God everywhere I look. I write to you to affirm my heart and desire for this church, to remind you of the distance that we've travelled together and the direction that we need to look. Church has always been my passion, my struggle, and what my life pursues. At three, God told me to be like David. To the welly-wearing farm girl, this was the dream. I get to put the tea towel on my head and look after sheep, just like David. Not quite what God was asking, but thankfully he didn't stop talking to me. Quiet nudges, loud signs, constant reminders, and never-ending lessons, so that 25 years later, I can see my David journey clearly. You see, I wasn't entirely wrong. God was calling me to be a shepherd like David, but it was broader than just a physical shepherd with sheep. And church is not a Sunday morning service. Church is the living, breathing, praising, mourning, growing, sowing, and ever learning body of Christ. A body that can meet and be just as meaningful in an ornate building with shiny gold crosses, giant beautiful windows, a historical organ, and pews, as it can in a pub garden, on the school pickup, or at desk, your desk in the office. Don't lose sight of what the church truly is. A living, breathing collection of people who long to see more of heaven on earth and are the hands and feet that live to make it happen. Remember that. Remind each other of that weekly. It isn't about a building. It's about people. The fundamental arc of the Bible is that God is passionate about rescuing his world, restoring it and renewing it. And that is my David calling. Being a shepherd to those I encounter in my everyday, to be someone who will always be the first to help in a rescue plan, who would lay herself down to restore someone else, and who can always, always see the possibility of greater and more in the underdog, in the broken, and in the forgotten. The most powerful things happen when the church surrenders its desire to convert people and stops spending so much resource on trying to convince them it's a good thing to join. The most powerful things happen. The gospel comes to life when the church gives itself away in radical acts of service, of compassion and love, not expecting anything in return, simply just putting the way of Jesus on vivid display for all to see. Over the last 5 years, I have seen the culture and heart of this place shift, not without our own personal and congregational wrestles, but I do believe that we have caught the heartbeat of God, beat by beat. Sometimes, yes, we may skip a beat and get into funny rhythms, but remembering what the church is truly meant to be is like our own personal defib machine. Use it. Don't be shy with it, because the heart matters. It is important, and if our heartbeat is going off course away from God's, we need to shock it back into the right rhythm. 5 years ago, we didn't have all-age services. We didn't have multiple congregations meeting on different days, resourcing families who don't engage with church on Sunday mornings. We didn't really have that many kids, full stop. It's actually quite nice that there's a lot of noise from them today. I've spent 5 years trying to use this defib machine, and what change we've seen. Church to people now is their community, their friends, their support system, their home. The outsiders are now insiders, and we have welcomed them as they responded to a voice that echoed something of the inner yearnings of God's heart for them. I truly believe that All Saints has started to hear these inner yearnings as a result of getting in time with God's heartbeat. Yearnings for justice, yearnings for relationships, for beauty, and for change. And they are echoes of a voice that has been calling us since before we were born. This mystery hidden in the very fabric of creation is talked about by Jesus time and time again. In the least and the lost, the forgotten, the broken, the shunned, we see the divine. At the end of ourselves, in our fragile and flawed brokenness, we find God. That's how the mystery works. Jesus never stops pointing to the divine image and the significance of the people who are the easiest to pass by, the easiest to ignore, the most likely to be forgotten. Jesus invites us to grow in our awareness of the divine in all people, all places and events, but especially those with the most hunger and pain and loneliness and suffering. Jesus tells us quite clearly, if you want to find me, that's where I am. And this will not happen without struggle and resistance. Brothers and sisters, don't let your hearts and minds slip into earthly hopelessness, but remember that you are the sheep of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd takes his job seriously. The Good Shepherd has a flock who know his voice personally and intimately. The Good Shepherd always, always takes care of his sheep. The Good Shepherd protects and defends. The Good Shepherd leads us to lush lands and still waters to sustain and nourish us that we may grow. The Good Shepherd laid down his life for his sheep and will not rest until all of the lost have been found. Recite those promises. Remember them. Speak them out over yourself and your family, over your community and over this town. It is all of our call to know the Good Shepherd for ourselves, but it is also our call to be a good shepherd for the world around us. Far too often we don't start things because we can't get our minds around the whole thing. We don't take the first step because we haven't worked out the 17th. But we don't have to. You only have to know the first step, because the first number is always going to be one. Start with one. Step one is this. Know the shepherd so you can be a shepherd. Be aware of how holy and sacred your life is, how much it all matters, and what an extraordinary responsibility and opportunity and joy it is to be you. In parting, brothers and sisters, my wish for you is a full life, a vibrant life, a life in which you experience the divine fullness throughout the day, in countless people and events, and in countless ways. As an individual, as followers of our Lord and Shepherd, Jesus Christ, but also as the living, breathing body of Christ, the flesh and bones of heaven on earth. Open your eyes. Trust that the divine is always present. Search for the voice of the Good Shepherd. Listen to it. Trust it. Follow it. Join with the heartbeat of God to lead others into the fold. Never let it be said that Wellington is lost. Be the one who would leave the 99 for the sake of the one, because that is the call of the kingdom. And always remember that the behaviour of the sheep speaks volumes of the shepherd who they follow. Act in ways that are worthy of the shepherd who chose you. It's been my joy to serve in this call for the last 5 years with you, and my hope in the unfolding future that we're searching for today is that I can continue shepherding in pastures new, as I've been taught by the Good Shepherd. So today, All Saints, my prayer for you is this. So let's just have a moment of quiet while we have this prayer. All Saints, may you know personally and intimately the voice of the Good Shepherd, calling you home and sending you out. May you know the rest of being led to lush lands and still waters that sustain, nourish, and enable godly growth. May you never lose sight of the gift that the church is to the world, as the flesh and bones that live to make heaven a greater reality here on earth. May you know the great joy in great acts of love, compassion, and service, for no reward other than seeing Jesus as a vivid presence in Wellington. May you know the yearnings of that divine voice that echoes throughout eternity, calling you to see the divine in every person, every conversation, every interaction, every event, and every encounter. May you know the great joy, responsibility, and opportunity it is to be you. Recognize it and celebrate that joy in yourselves and in others. May you remember that you are the sheep of the Good Shepherd, and may you join in with the rescuing, restoring, and renewing mission of the one who leads you. And may his beauty and his love chase after you every day of your life. Amen.